A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. I'm Steve Hall. Today is January 19th. It's Friday. Looking ahead to the weekend with anticipation. Yeah, Liverpool are back in action against Bournemouth. Before then, though, we have got a news update for you on Mohamed Salah. Jürgen Klopp spoke at his press conference ahead of the Bournemouth game. He gives loads of updates, but of course, the first question he was asked was about Mo Salah. Salah, for those who don't know by now, and I'm sure most of you do, he went off during Egypt's 2-2 draw against Ghana with a hamstring injury. Klopp was asked about it. Obviously, it only happened yesterday, so the manager didn't have too much information. He just said they're waiting MRI and ultrasound results before they know exactly what the issue is, but he did call it a hamstring injury. He says he's spoken to Salah, and the Egyptian did say he did feel something, so it isn't nothing. It's just going to be determining how serious an issue it is or was at the time of when Salah walked off the pitch. Hopefully not too bad. He caught it early enough and got himself off. I think that's the best case scenario for us. But yeah, Jürgen also mentioned that there's a chance that Liverpool's medics could fly out to Egypt if they need to go and check on Salah, but that's all down the line. Until they've got the results from the scans, no one really knows what's happening. But yeah, fingers crossed that Mo Salah isn't out for too long. In the very short term, it's obviously a bigger blow for Egypt than it is for Liverpool. But in the long term, Liverpool want him back as soon as possible. Of course they will. It feels like if it's only a short-term one, he might only just miss how long he might have missed with AFCON anyway. Although there's still a chance Egypt aren't actually in the next round. They've got a big game against Cape Verde on Monday. If they win that, of course, they're through. Even if they draw, the way the AFCON works, there's a chance they can come second place. I think they have like 6 of 8 runners-up, can also get through in AFCON, so there's a chance they're through anyway. But I'd be shocked if we see too much of Mo Salah in the AFCON. From an Egypt point of view, that's a massive blow. From a Liverpool point of view, they just need him back fit and firing as soon as they can and get his eyes on those games in mid-February when he should be due back anyway. Next one, speaking at that press conference, Jürgen Klopp ruled out Dominic Szoboszlai for the game against Bournemouth. There was reports before the break that he could be back for this game. Szoboszlai got injured against Newcastle on New Year's Day, so it'll be about 20 days by the time the Bournemouth game comes around. Jürgen revealed that he's close to a return, but he's not quite ready for the weekend. So he basically said it's the same squad again that Liverpool had for the first leg of their League Cup semi-final against Fulham. That'll be the squad that's available for this weekend, provided, touch wood, that nothing else happens in the meantime. And given Liverpool's injury luck, that wouldn't be the greatest shock if it did. But yeah, Jürgen said same again. Nobody's out, but nobody yet is back. So yeah, that's a bit of a blow for Liverpool. They could have done with Szoboszlai. They'll have wanted him back, but yeah, they haven't got him. So that's what we're going to have to deal with, what we've got there for us. And yeah, it's the same 13, probably 14 senior lads who are available. And fingers crossed they can get the job done down at Bournemouth. The good news, though, from the press conference was Jürgen Klopp updating on the injuries. He said Trent, Robertson and Szoboszlai are all due back in training soon. He even mentioned Fulham as a possibility. Now, I don't know. I'd be shocked if Robertson was available for the Fulham game in midweek. Trent and Szoboszlai might be a bit more realistic. But the great news on Robertson is that Pep Linders told us that at the end of the month, before he would even be back in first team training, it looks like he might be closer than that. I wonder if Liverpool have got half an eye on the Norwich game of getting Robbo a run out, just to see how he is, get some fitness in his legs, test that shoulder out, because you won't really know until he has contact. He'll do that in training, but it's a bit different when you play a match. So Liverpool will give Robertson a run out at some point. Hopefully, again, that Norwich game could be the perfect place to do that. As for Alexander-Arnold and Szoboszlai, we'll wait and see. But Trent did obviously hurt his knee against Arsenal, and you know, I was told that he could be out for a few weeks. But again, it appears like maybe he's a quicker healer than perhaps we first anticipated. He's even been talked about as a potential option for that Fulham game. That feels close. But again, maybe they want to get some minutes for him in that Norwich game ahead of what Liverpool have got coming up, because big league games against the likes of Chelsea and Arsenal to come, they would love to get Alexander-Arnold back. And then Szoboszlai, of course, mentioned him earlier. It feels like he might be the closest. Can you get him 15 minutes against Fulham? Does he need half an hour to an hour against Norwich and then get himself fully back? And all of a sudden, the squad feels a lot better. You know, you add the 12, 13 senior lads who are going to play at the weekend against Bournemouth, bring in Robertson, Alexander-Arnold and Szoboszlai, and already things feel a little bit rosier. Timokas probably the next one in terms of them behind, and then obviously the AFCON/Asia Cup players. Before you know it, hopefully Liverpool are doing okay, because the injury bug has bitten. They come at a bad time, especially when we lost two players to AFCON and Asia Cup. But yeah, really promising news actually on Robertson and Trent in particular, who look like they could be back sooner rather than later. Really, really, yeah, fantastic news really. And hopefully, touch wood, no setbacks or anything. The ideal one would be, if they all need minutes, get them in that Norwich game. That's whether you start them or bring them on, with a view to being fully fit and ready to go for the big game against Chelsea in the midweek. There's a Premier League title here for Liverpool to hopefully go and win. That starts at Bournemouth without these lads. Hopefully everyone who's fit and available can carry the torch just one more time and then get to that game where we get these lads back and all of a sudden the reinforcements come. It looks like Szoboszlai is the closest, and then Trent and Robbo not too far behind, which is absolutely fantastic news. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Bite Size. If you haven't already, on this very feed, you'll hear Jurgen Klopp's press conference in full. You can go and check that out as well, a bit more in depth than the quick summary I've just given you there. There's also the match preview show, again, ahead of Bournemouth versus Liverpool. It's me, it's Sam and Abby, having a big old chat about everything Bournemouth and everything Liverpool. And, of course, our 3 month of Redmen Plus offer is still ongoing. There's the League Cup second leg, semi-final second leg, the FA Cup fourth round, all of the rest of the January transfer window, and our two-part special, the 50 greatest Liverpool signings of all time. So yeah, head on over to redmenplus.com, sign up using the promo code Klopp, and you'll get it free for a month, completely free for a month. You can cancel it at any point if you don't like it sound. Now, a lot of people don't know, Redmen Plus subscribers not only get all our content in video form, but also in podcast form as well. So podcast listeners like yourselves, it is available for you to listen to on the move too, which is absolutely fantastic. Yeah, we're all busy. So if you haven't got time to sit and watch us on a video, then yeah, you can listen to us on your commute, or, you know, while you're in the gym or while you're on a jog or something like that. You can get all your Liverpool content, everything you need, over at redmenplus.com. Right, I hope you all have a very, very enjoyable weekend, culminating with Liverpool going down to Bournemouth and getting 3 very valuable points. So yeah, come and check us out on Sunday for all of our match content, and we'll be back with another news update and bite-sized show on Monday. See you all then.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.